time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Brandon Hyde met with the media following the Orioles' win over Boston in the home opener.
I'll open with, I just thought that was an amazing atmosphere today. Really cool in the home opener to have that kind of crowd and energy support. Really cool for Felix to feel that, to feel the love from Baltimore fans. But I just, the energy in the ballpark today was fantastic, and I thought our guys played really well.
Kind of a follow-up, considering how the day started, we were asking about Calder. Just what did that mean, or how important was it to have this kind of day with a celebration and then to win like that?
Yeah, just and the weather report going into today, too, was so dicey from 4 o'clock on. You weren't sure if we were going to play 5 or 9. You're hoping for the best. As those of us have been around here for a while now, you just kind of never know here. There's pop-up storms, and we got lucky. We got lucky and stayed away from us. So kind of a weird morning with a lot going on, Kowser news and everything else, with uncertainty of the game today. That was it worked out beautifully for us.
Your offense has been pretty interesting this year. I mean, you have a 6-home-run game to open the season. And then here you score a bunch of runs, basically station to station. Is that something you're especially proud of, or?
Well, it's something we're going to have to do. I mean, we're going to have to do both and be able to win different ways, multiple nights. I really liked our bats. I mean, obviously we scored 4 in both those innings but the type of bats, the opposite field hits, stealing bases. We're going to hit our homers, and I'm not worried about that. I like us putting the ball in play and making things happen. We're athletic. We can run. We can do certain things. And when our guys stay on the baseball like they did today, for the most part, and use the whole field, good things happen.
You talked about the energy, but I know probably a little uneasy with his performance. But to get Felix Bautista back and for him to get through it,
yeah,
how important is that?
It's gonna. I mean, it might take a little while. This is his second game pitched since late August in that Colorado game, and he's not going to be perfect, almost like he was. There's going to be hiccups, and he's still figuring things out, and so to him to kind of work through that, battle through that, I'm not going to use him in 5-run leads very much, but this is a second time out, off day tomorrow. Want to kind of get his feet wet, want to kind of get him going a little bit, but that was, he's going to have certain things that are going to be check marks along the way, and for him to get through that and to then get the middle of the order out after, that was a big deal.
Assess Povich's performance today.
I'm sorry?
Assess Cade's performance today.
Yeah, Cade's got really good stuff. Unfortunately, he just throws a lot of pitches at times, and we can get those 20-plus misses that are out there in there. Sharpen him up just a little bit from a command standpoint, go 5-6 into the seventh inning. But for a kid making his, first opening day start, making the team out of camp, pitching in that with that energy in the ballpark, to be able to control his nerves and to be able to be calm throughout, I thought he pitched extremely well.
Tyler. Big moments, it seems like.
Yeah, driving the ball the other way once, a little blooper the other way, not just being pole happy, but opposite field homer in Toronto, playing really good defense for us. Some of these guys, Tyler's played here obviously because he was with Boston last year, but it's a little, when you have a day game on opening day at home, there's a big time rush because you're trying to. You have a million boxes in your locker. You're trying to go out for BP. You're trying to get the sense of the ballpark, especially the guys that haven't been home here for a lot of years. And I just think I love his intensity. His intensity. I love how he loves to compete. And he had a great game today.
Back to Felix, just to see his entrance again at Camden Yards.
Yeah, from the crowd. I mean, it gave you goosebumps. I was just thinking about him the whole time, That was such a 2 years ago when they started doing that. It was pretty special, and so to hear that again, that was fun for everybody.
Brandon, I know it's early in the season, but how important do you think Justin's support that today was for him?
Yeah,
he came up in two big situations and struck out all three times.
Yeah, tough assignment. You know, I put him in the middle of the order against a left-handed starter, something that hasn't happened. Not knowing how long their starter was going to go, but to have three tough at-bats and to be able to stay on a baseball that last one. Heston's a good hitter. He's got a ton of power, but he's a good hitter, and you can use the whole field. And when he does, good things happen. So that was a really nice piece of hitting. Jackson with a couple of really nice pieces of hitting. Love seeing our young guys be able to hit line drives the other way.
Now, why Heston in fifth and Mullins seventh? Why not Mullins for the way he's been hit swinging the bat most years?
Just from a projectable matchup, left on left type of situation.
How fitting was it for how long Cedric has been here to play such a role on a home opener like this?
Yeah, then said the huge double for us early in the game. Ted's playing with a ton of life right now. These first five games, he's playing really, really good baseball and taking great at bats. And our best baseball has always been when Ted's going. Thank you, guys.